From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Robin Gavin reports for the Times Union that Rensselaer County Executive Stephen F. McLaughlin was acquitted January 25th following a jury trial of stealing $5,000 from his campaign and falsifying records to cover it up. The day-and-a-half-long trial led to a quick resolution. Jurors began their deliberations at about 3:45 p.m. and returned their verdict within an hour. The Republican former state assembly member's attorney hugged supporters after the verdict was read, prompting applause from the small courtroom. McLaughlin thanked the jury, the judge, and his attorneys, Thomas A. Capezza and Benjamin W. Hill. He said his attorneys, and I quote, saw this case for what it was right from the beginning, end quote. McLaughlin had previously suggested the charges filed against him by the Office of Democrat State Attorney General Letitia James were politically motivated. On January 25th, he thanked his family, friends, his girlfriend, her children, and his children, and I quote, all the citizens of Rensselaer County who have supported me throughout the years. They know the good work that we're doing, and we're going to continue to do the good work, end quote. McLaughlin, 59, would have been removed from office if convicted and faced prison time. James issued a statement following the verdict saying that while she is, and I quote, disappointed in the jury's finding today, I respect their decision, end quote. The two-day trial revolved around the issuance of a $5,000 campaign check to Richard W. Crist in November 2017, which a state prosecutor described as a crime secretly orchestrated by a powerful political boss through his, and I quote, bag man, end quote. McLaughlin's defense argued that he was simply paying Crist, his political consultant, and currently the county's operations director, for a job well done. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that December 2022 unemployment rates in five of the 10 counties in the Hudson Valley and Catskills region dropped below the regional rate of 2.5%, according to data reported by the State Department of Labor. The regional rate decreased from the 2.8% rate in December 2021. Both Columbia and Rockland counties experienced the lowest December rate at 2.3%. Those counties were followed by Putnam County at 2.4%, Dutchess and Westchester at 2.5%, Ulster and Orange at 2.6%, Sullivan and Delaware at 2.8%, and Greene County at 3%. All counties, with the exception of Delaware, experienced lower unemployment in December 2022 than in the same month 1 year earlier. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Michael DeMasi reports for the Albany Business Review that Rensselaer City officials are currently in talks with a large property owner about a proposed $15 million hotel project to be located on the opposite side of the railroad tracks from the Albany-Rensselaer Amtrak station. The 110-room establishment would be the first hotel located next to the station, the eighth busiest Amtrak station in the nation. The station was accessed by 640,353 travelers during the 2022 fiscal year, according to preliminary figures. Brothers Bill and Bob Brayton bought the approximately 2-acre parcel about 6 years ago and later learned the zoning allowed for a hotel. Bill Brayton said the COVID-19 pandemic and other priorities delayed their plans, but they now want to press forward. Brayton said, and I quote, we plan on putting up a hotel or at least getting it shovel ready, end quote. The developers are working with a surveyor and engineer and have received positive feedback from officials, but have yet to formally seek approval from City Hall. The Braytons recently acquired three adjacent city-owned parcels to allow for access to the site from Washington Street. The hotel proposal includes plans for a short pedestrian bridge to link that building to the Herrick Street Bridge that spans the tracks. And you can read the full story in the Albany Business Review. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.